Okay, here we go. We're going live in 3, 2, 1.
Grab your mason jars, strap on that apron. It's time for Canning with the Diva, making her mark across the globe, teaching you how to safely preserve delicious recipes. Please welcome your host, Diane Devereaux,
the Canning Diva.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Diane Devereaux, the Canning Diva. This is Canning with the Diva. I'm so happy to be back with all of you again this week, talking about all things canning and preserving, and of course, sharing knowledge and information to help make your life easier in the kitchen and to also build confidence. So if you're new to home canning or food preservation, you can start picking up this wonderful art quicker and easier because you have taken the time to tune in and learn a whole bunch of things that will help you be better and better and safer in the kitchen. So today we're going to talk about dry packed carrots. Yes, I know we have had a lot of fun watching the whirlwind of comments and posts and videos made about dry packed potatoes. And my gosh, as I shared before, we're going on, 4 years since that all first kind of started, at least with me. I mean, my goodness, people have been dry packing their vegetables for well over a decade. I'm just kind of bringing it to light and sharing this after testing it so that individuals can have a bit more confidence, some knowledge behind it. And then I put pen to paper to make sure that things are typed out a bit easier. Pen, paper, typed. Yep. Pen, paper, and a computer. But I wanted it to be written out so that you had some sound instructions and information. And then what I've also done recently with dry packed carrots, and I put this information in the podcast description. You've got some links. I've actually created some really cool videos and put them on YouTube so you can kind of, see now for yourself in video the texture of the dry packed carrots. Excuse me. And also, I've created a really quick, easy recipe using some of my dry packed vegetables as well as some of my other delicious recipes that were in my cookbook, Canning Full Circle Revised and Expanded. So, make sure to check out those links when you have time. They're short videos. I think they're each over 8 minutes, and they're on my YouTube channel at Canning Diva. So the links are in the description. Check those out when you have time. But anyway, I want to, in this podcast, give you some additional information. Of course, we're going to talk about dry packing carrots. We're going to go through those instructions together, but I want to talk a little bit about carrots in particular, okay? I want to give you some nutritional information, but I want to also talk to you about the healthy aspect of carrots and exposing them to heat. So we're going to talk about that as well, and hopefully that's some new information that you haven't heard before, so you can say, wow, I know now that heat plays a vital role in increasing the nutritional value of carrots, so I'm okay not just eating them raw. So we'll dive into that. And then I want to, for those of you new tuning in, or you just want to have, this information really sound in your mind, we're going to talk a little bit about dry packing, the method, how it plays a role in home canning, how it always has. And then, of course, we're going to go through the dry packed carrot canning recipe and get you guys going so that if you are growing carrots this season, or if your local grocer has a really good deal going, you can start taking advantage of those, harvests and also specials, right? Save some money and get carrots in a jar as soon as this upcoming weekend. Okay, so let's get started. In a world where superfoods come and go, right? There's so many trendy things out there. One humble root crop has stood the test of time, and it has offered us an array of health benefits and culinary versatility, and that is the carrot. Often overlooked, In the realm of nutrition, carrots are actually packed with a powerful punch when it comes to promoting overall well-being. From their vibrant orange hue to their crunchy texture and sweet flavor, carrots are not only a delicious addition to any meal, but a very nutritional powerhouse worthy of our attention. So first and foremost, I want to make sure you know that carrots are renowned for their rich concentration of essential nutrients, making them a very valuable component of a balanced diet. So these root crops are particularly prized for their high beta carotene content, which is a precursor to vitamin A, which also plays a crucial role in maintaining healthy vision, a healthy immune function, keeps your skin healthy. Plus, carrots boast an impressive array of antioxidants, which also include vitamin C, and that helps us combat oxidative stress and inflammation within our bodies. So that's really awesome. Moreover, carrots are a good source of fiber, and that aids us in digestion, and it promotes a feeling of fullness. So a lot of us that are watching our weight or we're trying to improve our digestive health, we will gravitate towards carrots, whether raw or cooked, because we know that they have a very impressive nutritional profile. They're just good for us, right? They're also celebrated for their delightful flavor and their culinary adaptability. So with a naturally sweet taste, carrots lend themselves well to a bunch of different culinary preparations. So you'll see them roasted. You'll see them made into a ginger, one of my recipes, right? A roasted carrot and ginger soup. We'll also make carrot cake jam. We will just sometimes put them in a jar and use them as a side dish, or they help us round out soups and stews. There really are so many possibilities when it comes to canning carrots for long-term storage. And so I want you to feel confident that whether you're dry packing them or you're incorporating carrots into just any old canning recipe, you're doing your body good. And you're also, just helping promote a healthy being, right? Now, let's talk just a moment about how heat exposure actually makes the carrots even healthier. Okay, so now they were already healthy already, right? But now, exposing carrots to heat through cooking, okay, we can actually enhance their nutritional value and their digestibility in several different ways. So we're going to dive into those. So while they are nutritious raw, okay, I'm not dissing that. I just want you to feel confident that if you're going to pressure can them or, maybe water bath them in a jam recipe, or I've even have carrots in one of my salsa recipes. I just want to make sure that you feel confident exposing them to heat is actually going to make the nutrients more bioavailable and much easier for our body to absorb. So let's go over some of the ways in which heat affects the carrot. Okay, so for starters, it increases the antioxidant availability. So cooking carrots actually breaks down through the tough cellular walls, making antioxidants such as beta carotene more accessible to the human body. Heat helps to release these antioxidants from the plant's cellular structure, enhancing their absorption during digestion. You don't get that if they're just raw. Another way in which heat positively affects the carrot is it improves that beta carotene conversion. Okay, so what I mean by that is raw carrots contain beta carotene. Okay, and I mentioned that that's the precursor to vitamin A. And that's important for vision, immune function, skin health, all of those things. But beta carotene in particular is a heat sensitive compound that actually becomes more readily available when the carrots are cooked. So the human body converts beta carotene into vitamin A more efficiently from a cooked carrot than from a raw carrot. Heat breaks down, again, those cellular walls, and now, in this case, it allows the enzymes to convert more beta carotene into vitamin A during digestion. So that is huge for those of us that at one point were saying, you know, I just feel like I'm losing all the nutrients if I, you know, boil my carrots. So therefore, I really don't want to pressure can them. Now you're learning that it's kind of the opposite, isn't it? Okay, so here's a few more. Enhanced digestibility. Pressure canning carrots soften their texture, making them easier to chew and digest, especially for individuals with sensitive digestive systems. Heat breaks down the complex carbohydrates and the fibers in the carrots, making them more palatable and less likely to cause digestive discomfort or bloating. So actually, for those of you that already have a sensitive system, raw carrots aren't your friend, but a cooked carrot is. Another would be an increased nutrient absorption. So by exposing carrots to heat, we can improve the absorption of certain nutrients like, oh boy, this is where I love the fact that I get all of this amazing information. I get to share it with all of you, but I really have to work phonetically sometimes on pronunciation of some of these amazing scientific terms. So I hope I don't slaughter them too badly, but it's lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N. That's one of the nutrients that our body absorbs easier. And the other is zeaxanthin. So that is Z-E-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Now, both of these components are what is important for our eye health. And these two nutrients become better absorbed from cooked carrots compared to raw ones due to, again, breaking down that cellular wall and increasing the availability during digestion. Another thing to consider is the release of the phytochemicals. Heating carrots can release these beneficial phytochemicals, which have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. These compounds contribute to the overall health-promoting effects of carrots and are more readily available, again, when they're cooked versus raw. So I just gave you several really good reasons. As scientific reasons. This isn't my data. This is public knowledge, right? I use the internet and books and encyclopedias just like everybody else. And these fantastic five insights, I guess I should call them, of how heat affects the nutritional profile and digestibility of carrots is common knowledge, I guess, right? However, I assumed, and I think some of you may have as well, that raw is just better. Raw is just healthier. And that is the case with certain foods, like an apple. But with things such as carrots and tomatoes and even broccoli, exposing these certain vegetables and fruits to heat actually makes them healthier. So pressure canning dry-packed carrots can enhance their nutritional value and digestibility. And when we are exposing them to heat, it is recommended we use gentle cooking methods such as steaming, roasting, or sauteing until the carrot is just tender. And that is what preserves their maximum nutritional benefits. So think about the dry packing process that we're going to go into. After you listen to today's podcast, I want you to kind of reflect back and say, okay, well, when we're dry packing, and we're using a pressure canner, we're actually gently cooking those carrots in each jar because we're not overexposing them to extremely high heat because that's wet heat within the canner. There is liquid within the carrot itself, okay? And any nutrients that may get expelled from the carrot is retained within the jar, so we're not losing anything. They don't just evaporate, okay? But the beauty of dry packing carrots is in their overall results. The carrot's integrity remains intact, demonstrating the lack of overcooking. Boiling carrots, on the other hand, boiling them in water for an extended period of time can indeed lead to nutrient loss because the heat in the water, it causes it all to leach out some of those water-soluble vitamins and minerals. And unless all of the liquid is ingested, meaning if you pack your carrots in water, right, you hot pack them in water, you don't dry pack them, They go into the pressure canner, they get processed. By being surrounded in water, you're actually causing some of those water-soluble vitamins and minerals to leach out of the carrot and into the water. And then what happens? When you go to use those carrots, what's the first thing you do? You usually drain them. So now you're throwing away some of those nutrients because you're just wanting to focus on the carrot. So the full nutritional benefit of a boiled carrot is lost. Whereas when we're dry packing carrots, more nutritional benefits are retained within the fiber of the carrot. Worse, boiling carrots in water for an extended period of time dilutes their flavor profile, making carrots very bland, causing them to lose some of their natural sweetness. Whereas when you steam carrots, which is essentially what we're doing when we're dry packing carrots in jars, we preserve their natural flavor and sweetness while retaining their texture and vibrant color, giving them a fresher taste compared to boiled carrots. So in summary, while boiling and canning carrots in water are both convenient cooking methods, it is not the most optimal for nutritional retention or flavor. So steaming, sautéing, and roasting your carrots are better alternatives as they preserve more nutrients and enhance the natural flavor and texture of the carrot. So let's take a moment then, now that we've talked a little bit about the nutritional value, we've talked about how to maintain it and how dry packing really helps us achieve that. Let's just take a moment for those of you new to dry packing. Let's take a moment and talk about that, because I want to make sure that if you haven't tuned into other podcasts or if you haven't gone to my website at canningdiva.com to learn about dry packing, you can get some of that knowledge here. But I do encourage you to go into the description of my podcast and click on some of the links, read some of the articles, and of course, listen to some of my other podcasts so you have a very well-rounded, knowledgeable view of what dry packing truly is when we talk about that term in home canning. Now, the method of dry packing is merely eliminating the instructional step of covering the food ingredient with water and raw packing the dry or raw food to the required headspace. And yes, each jar is processed according to their respective PSI and length of time.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Canning University, we're unlocking the flavors of food preservation year-round. Dive into a world of safe and confident canning with our range of digital classes. From principles of pressure canning to the art of pickling, there's a course for every taste. Enjoy diverse learning mediums, including engaging videos, interactive PDFs, exclusive podcasts, and course certification to prove your skills. Join us on this delicious journey. Enroll now at canning.university.
There is a gross misunderstanding of what dry packing truly is within the realm of home canning. Dry packing has been used since home canning began. This method of filling jars is nothing new to home canning, and it certainly is not unsafe, or we would not have successfully used this familiar jar packing method for so many years, I mean, decades and decades. As I explained in my blog, Dry Packed Potato Canning Recipe, the method of dry packing food in jars is merely eliminating the instructional step of covering said food with water. Now, what we are doing a bit different when we're dry packing is we're eliminating the water, we're filling the jar with the food to the required headspace, we've added some type of fat or oil to said food, and then we go ahead and we process those jars for the required specified length of time in a pressure canner or a water bather. For example, we do this same jar packing method when we are trying to preserve uncooked meat or uncooked poultry or fish or seafood. Many of us simply call it raw packing. However, I simply redefined this method of jar packing as dry packing to differentiate it from the standard norm. This differentiation isn't new. It has merely been given its own terminology, and doing so doesn't suddenly make the method of jar packing unsafe. What dry packing is not, however, It is not the method of using an oven to preserve food in jars. Now this, it's called dry canning. That unsafe method of I don't even want to call it preserving food because it's not used commonly to preserve food in jars long term. I spent a great deal of time explaining the difference and distinguishing between the two terms in my article, dry canning versus dry packing. Now that's on my website at canningdiva.com, but I also did a podcast on that. So if you're enjoying what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to Canning with the Diva. You'll get alerted every time I post a new podcast, but you can also go through previous podcasts that I've already aired and you can kind of catch up with us, right? Take some time to learn about the difference between dry canning versus dry packing. Okay, so furthermore, we are not preserving dried food in jars either. So I don't want the term dry packed to fool you. The unfounded notion that without adding water to the jar, its contents are without moisture, it's just ridiculous. There is moisture in the food, which is why you will often see water droplets inside the top of the jar after processing, and why you see a collection of water and food particulates in the bottom of the jar after processing. Lastly, after your jars of dry-packed carrots cool, I want you to acknowledge that you're going to see some of the butter or ghee solidify in the jar. And that is completely normal. When things that were, you know, once a solid get exposed to heat, become a liquid, once they cool, they go back to that solid state. Very normal. All of your fats and oils are going to do that naturally. But when you're reheating that food, right, or in this case, the dry packed carrots, the butter or ghee will once again liquefy or melt. Okay, I am excited. This has been such a fun journey. I am no longer making you hold out for all of these root crops that I have been asked to test. Yes, given my schedule, I'm probably going to release like a vegetable a week type thing. Maybe every other week. I don't know. We'll see how I can make it happen. But right now, I'm focusing on the results of the dry packed carrots. I have decided, you know, long ago, I'm going to test as many as possible because I think we're really on to something. And again, I'm not taking credit for this. This method has been accomplished by canners throughout the world for decades. I am merely bringing this to light. I'm taking the time and energy and resources to test it. And I'm just sharing it with all of you because I'm very blessed to have the platform that I do. And I'm so thankful for all of you who tune in and who read my articles and buy my books. So thank you very much. And yeah, let's just keep this momentum going. I have a whole list of different vegetables that we're going to dry pack over the course of the next several weeks. Some of them include green beans, sweet potatoes, corn. We're going to do asparagus. So beets, that's another one, rutabaga. So I have a huge list that I'm going to start, you know, divulging information and sharing the results and making videos. And it's, like I said, it takes time, but I'm going to do that so that you have a very well-rounded scope. Now, that doesn't mean that everything that I've tested has turned out well. There's going to be some vegetables that I encourage you to still preserve in water because the integrity lasts, the food itself is more palatable. Some of them have worked out really well, like carrots and potatoes, and others, we'll get into those in the upcoming weeks. They just couldn't handle the dry packing. And that's okay. That is okay. That's why I do what I do, because I don't want you wasting food and time and energy to have something fail. I'd rather put it to the test and share the results so that it makes your life easier, right? Okay, so with all of that, let's get into the dry packed carrots canning recipe. It's super easy. The math is super easy. And what I'm going to give you today will yield 7 quarts or 14 pints. And I love having these on my pantry shelf. I think that it is a wonderful complement to any meal, especially if you're creating something from scratch. I think that some of the most fun ways I've been able to use them are in things like stir fries. Yes, of course, I use the dry packed carrots in soups and stews. One pot meals, that's another video that I have on YouTube, and the link is in the description of the podcast. Of course, carrots still make a delicious, wonderful side dish, but you can also have fun using these dry packed carrots in casseroles. You can actually use them in your baking recipes. You can mash them and bake with them. And of course, they're going to be delicious roasted with other root crops. All right, so super easy here. We're going to start with 10 pounds of carrots, and you'll need 4 ounces of either ghee or butter, and it's going to be melted, okay? Now, I encourage everybody to peel their carrots. It's not unsafe to leave the exterior of the carrot on. It's not that. It's just, it has such a bitter flavor. And I don't know if any of you've noticed that. Now, I know there's nutrients in it, so that's your call. You want to leave that on. That is your call. You have to scrub them very well in running water, just as you would a potato. But I encourage you to peel the carrot so that way you aren't having a competing bitterness with the natural sweetness of the carrot. All right, so once your carrots are peeled and rinsed and you've got them all prepped and ready to go, you have a couple options here. You can either cut your carrots into 1/4 inch or 1/2 inch thick rounds, or you can cut them into sticks. Now, if you want to do carrot sticks, or use baby, what are they called? The baby carrots. You can do that too and just leave those whole. But if you want to cut them into sticks, I highly recommend that you focus on 3.5 inch sticks for your pint jars and 4.5 inch sticks for your quart jars. Now, if you're doing the rounds, it seems to be a bit easier to get the melted ghee or butter to fully coat the rounds, because you can place all of those cut rounds into a bowl, you know, drizzle the melted butter or ghee and mix it, right? When you have the sticks, it's a little more cumbersome and it gets a little trickier to mix something, you know, so oblong in a bowl. So what I suggest doing is you can, one of two things. You can put the sticks into a bowl. You know, if you've got a large enough bowl or something really wide or oblong, go ahead and use it. Just make sure that you're adequately dispersing the melted ghee or butter throughout all of the carrots. You know, you want to evenly coat everything. Or you are welcome to get a couple cookie sheets, okay? Lay your sticks out and then drizzle the melted ghee or butter onto the carrots and then pack them into jars. I have had also good success with packing my jars first and then adding 1/2 teaspoon of not melted, but actual butter to each pint and 1 full teaspoon to each quart. I haven't noticed any lack of transfer or disbursement, especially because the pressure canner gets everything so hot within that jar. It seems to do a very good job. Now, I can't really tell if it's gotten all over everything because it's not like I've got a camera in the canner, but I haven't had any discoloration or dryness during storage. So that's telling me that even if I really cram and pack all of those carrot sticks into the jar before adding non-melted butter or a lump of ghee, it still comes out fine. So do what's right for you, especially based on the size of your kitchen, the different tools you have in the kitchen. Just know I do highly recommend the ghee or the melted butter. The oil, I don't recommend it. It did not have a good flavor. I tried avocado oil, and I also tried, losing my train of thought here, olive oil, and I did not like the flavor. I thought the butter complemented the sweetness of the carrots much, much better. Whereas when I dry packed potatoes, I could get away with using oil or skipping it. And just doing like bacon grease. I've done that before as well. Because an oil or fat just kind of helps coat, kind of helps increase the temperature in the jar, adds flavor. But the carrots, yeah, I mean, knock yourself out if you want to try a different oil or fat. But honestly, after what I experimented with, the ghee and the melted butter just seemed to be better. Okay, so now using a canning funnel, pack the jars tightly with the coated carrots and fill it to a 1-inch headspace. Obviously, you want to wipe your jar rims with a washcloth dipped in vinegar to remove any of the fat or oil from the jar rim, and then adhere your lids and rings and hand tighten. Now, because the jars are packed cold with cold food, you want to make sure that you're starting your canner with cool water. And for those of you who are using a stovetop pressure canner, I always recommend when you're starting with cold glass jars, cold food, cold water, start your stovetop on low heat. Just let it gradually heat the pressure canner for about 10 minutes on low, okay? Then after 10 minutes, you can crank it up to high and continue processing as normal. Now, as far as processing goes, process at 10 PSI or 11 PSI for a dial gauge, according to your elevation, however. So if you got to get up to 15 PSI, you do that. And you're going to process your quarts for 30 minutes and your pints for 25 minutes. It is that simple. Now, some ingredient tips. I was asked if you could incorporate diced onions. And the answer is yes. From a pH standpoint, an onion actually is a bit more acidic than a carrot. So it's not going to harm anything from a pH standpoint. We already know that onions are safe at, 240 degrees for X amount of minutes. So I'm completely fine in doing so. I might even do some and put them on my pantry shelf just to show. But I may not want mine with onions, so I didn't do it that way, but you are welcome to do so. And then I also want you to know that with the 10 pounds of carrots, I would recommend 2 cups of diced onions to complement those carrots nicely. To do much more than that, you might overpower the sweetness of the carrot. Less is more because you can't take it out once it's put in. Okay. Now, I've also been asked about seasoning the carrots. You can season your carrots any way you wish. If you want to add salt or pepper, you may do so. Easy on the sugar. Okay. If you want to add granulated sugar or brown sugar, I would wait to do that when you open a jar and use it. We are getting the environment hot within that pressure canner. The last thing you want to do is have those beautiful sweet carrots have a burnt, scorchy flavor because the sugar itself couldn't handle it, okay? It's a different type of sugar than the natural sugar within the carrot. So I wouldn't do a sweetener. I would save that for later, but I would do anything salty or savory, totally fine. Just go easy. Be very gingerly. Like I said before, you cannot take it out once it's in, but you can always add more, right? So just be careful. Don't go too crazy with those seasonings. And the reason I didn't put a seasoning in this is it has so many versatile uses when we dry pack the carrots. I didn't want to limit ourselves. And so if you're not really sure how you're going to use them, I think just plain is better. And then once you start finding a rhythm and maybe find a real, popular recipe in your household, and that's, what you're going to primarily use it for, then you can get a little bit more creative with the seasoning. Because otherwise, if you season everything ahead of time and you don't know how you're going to use them, you might wind up having several jars sit longer in the pantry because you season them with something that won't work with the meal you're creating. So I don't want to see you go through that. But once you get a flow going, once you kind of figure out, how you plan on using them, by all means, season them. And you want to add the seasoning and the onions if you're adding onions. Minced garlic is also acceptable. It's totally fine. You want to add that into the bowl, toss it really well, disperse the added fresh ingredients with the raw carrots before adding the butter or the ghee, Okay. We don't want to have large clumps of one particular ingredient in one area of the bowl over another and then try to disperse it all and disperse the melted ghee and butter. Here's why. Because the melted butter or ghee is hot initially, when it comes in contact with the cold ingredients, it will start solidifying. And you'll notice in some of the pictures that I've posted on my website at canningdiva.com and also the picture for this podcast, you'll see that some of that melted butter and ghee has already started solidifying. And that's what those little yellowish particles are all over the carrots. As you're stirring it, it's starting to harden. Okay. And so I just want you to make sure your raw ingredients and your spices are all well distributed first before you add anything melted. I hope this has been very informative and helpful. I hope you've learned something new, and I am super excited to hear from all of you regarding your dry packed carrot endeavors. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to next week. Happy canning.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of Canning with the Diva. For tips, recipes, and techniques, please visit us online at canningdiva.com.